Now as we move on through this, we find that the darkness is gathering, and the people are stumbling on the dark mountains now. Verse 13, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, Ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place." The false prophets were predicting peace and prosperity, and everything's going to be wonderful. And it wasn't. Their lives were such that God must judge them. Verse 14, "Then the Lord said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart." They're just patting you on the back. You see, Jeremiah's a young prophet. Now he's very much alone with Josiah dead. And so he's wondering, is he giving the correct message or the false prophets? This time, he's not quite sure. He's sure of one thing, that he's given God's word, but he's not sure of himself. That's the picture of this man. And he goes to God about it. And the Lord says, "I want you to know the false prophets are lying. I didn't send them. You're giving my message." Now you can see that'll put that man right back on the firing line again. Now he says in verse 17, "Therefore thou shalt say this word unto them, Let mine eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow." Now, this message was breaking his heart. Jeremiah was weeping as he gave this message concerning his people. But God wanted the people to understand that that's the way he felt, that Jeremiah was his man, not only giving his message, but expressing his feeling. And I'm of the opinion that today we need to recognize that all of us are witnesses. And if you're a child of God, you're a witness, and you're saying something by your life. And we need to be very careful that when we speak the word of God, that somehow or another our lives conform to it, that we're not giving it in a cold-hearted manner, that there must be feeling in it. And if there's not, something's wrong, radically wrong.